Another $117 billion Middle Eastern giant has just made a Bitcoin play. As you can see, we have the country of Bahrain, that's right, a $117 billion giant, now actually allowing their national bank to make history by creating their first ever Bitcoin-linked product in the Gulf Cooperation Council. So today we're going to be talking about why this could spell the end of the petrodollar system and why we are seeing a flood of Middle Eastern countries like Saudi Arabia invest over $2 billion into Bitcoin mining, Oman invest $1 billion into Bitcoin mining, and now we have our third, Bahrain, making what looks to be a Bitcoin play. So we're going to be diving down this rabbit hole of what exactly is happening in the country of Bahrain. But before I start talking about the news, I want to show you the geographical importance of why I think this is such a big move. Okay, I have a chart on screen right now. We're going to be zooming into Google Maps. Now, the reason why I want to show you this is because I want to show you the proximity to other countries that Bahrain has. Okay, so we can see here, it's a tiny little island. This is the country of Bahrain here. Tiny island, but again, let's not underestimate them just because they're small, because we can see their GDP is $117 billion. They're an enormous country. They are another one of these oil-rich giants who have been the backbone of the petrodollar system. This is why I'm so interested that all of these oil-rich giants are now making moves into Bitcoin. Because let's go back to this chart, because I think it's a little bit of a fascinating one. Again, who are the countries that surround Bahrain? Well, Saudi Arabia. We can see them on a map very close. Who else can we see relatively close to Bahrain in this map that we have? There's a couple of other interesting players I want to draw your attention to. If we scroll a little bit down, we can see Qatar. Now, why is Qatar interesting? Well, who remembers the rumors from earlier in the year? There were rumors circulating that the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Qatar wanted to buy 1 million Bitcoin. And there were other rumors circulating that Saudi Arabia also wanted to buy 1 million Bitcoin. Now, those rumors weren't just rumors unbacked by nothing. They had some interesting data points behind them that maybe made those rumors a little bit more interesting. The first being that the Emir of Qatar flew to El Salvador last year in December 2023, and he met with President Bukele in Bitcoin country. And then only 2 months later, at a conference that we brought you a lot of live streams from in Madeira, Portugal, the Emir of Qatar's private jet was spotted on the runway in Madeira. Now, again, I don't need to tell you guys, why is the Emir of Qatar in Madeira on the same morning that Michael Saylor arrived to Portugal, Madeira, to speak at the Bitcoin Atlantis conference? I mean, come on. I'm really not that smart, but I think it's pretty easy to look at that and say, okay, that's a coincidence. That's a little bit interesting. Again, I don't need to go back to the map here to show you just how far away Qatar is from Madeira. Just for the fun of it, let's zoom all the way out. So as you can see, the little pin on the map is, okay, well, maybe it's not as far as I originally thought. Okay, I was wrong. My hand's up. We can see here, though, this is Bahrain. And Madeira is all the way over here. So let's call it a 3 to 4 hour flight. But again, why is the Emir of Qatar in Madeira, a little tiny island off the coast of Portugal? To me, something just doesn't add up, especially on the same day that Michael Saylor arrived. Okay. So again, I think the geography here is really interesting. We have Qatar right next door to Bahrain. Then we have the UAE. And obviously Oman is kind of in this region as well. Okay. We can see here Oman, the UAE, Qatar, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia. All five places are right smack bang next to each other. And I do not think it's a coincidence that they are all mining Bitcoin. Okay, this is the chart. You can see in pink, this is the investment from the UAE's government into Bitcoin mining. So these chart, I've showed it so many times on the channel, so I'm not going to talk about it for too long, but these are state-sponsored Bitcoin mining operations. In the pink, that really big circle you can see on the chart, that is the UAE's state-sponsored Bitcoin mining operation. In the blue on the right-hand side of the chart, that is Oman. They've invested $1 billion into Bitcoin mining. Then, of course, we have Bhutan on the left with that little red dot, and then we have El Salvador in the green. Okay, so it's very, very clear that these countries in the Middle East want Bitcoin. They're making a serious Bitcoin play, a very, very, very serious Bitcoin play. Now, let's go on over, because we've talked a little bit about the backdrop. We've talked a little bit about the story. I want to talk about the most recent news in a moment, but I do just want to remind you guys, we did a video literally 3 days ago showing you guys that the UAE has a new announcement. Okay, they're scrapping taxes on all Bitcoin and crypto taxes. And we thought it was really interesting that all of these dominoes keep continuing to happen in the UAE and the Middle East. All of these oil-rich giants want out. And it nearly looks as if maybe, just maybe, they're talking to their neighbors. And they're saying, hey, why don't we do something similar? Why don't we also make a Bitcoin play? And we are seeing the exact same thing in China. So we're seeing all of the countries surrounded by China, Laos, the Kingdom of Bhutan, they're all making Bitcoin mining plays. Okay, so we're seeing groups of superpowers around the world seemingly influence their neighbors. This is the speculation that I have right now. This is the, let's say, thesis that I'm working with. I think China is trying to make a massive Bitcoin play, but I think they're trying to do it secretly. Maybe, just maybe, they're tapping their neighbors on the shoulder and they're saying to Laos and the Kingdom of Bhutan, hey, can you play around with this Bitcoin thing? Can you experiment mining with this Bitcoin thing? Again, the Kingdom of Bhutan has been exposed and they've now publicly admitted, hey, we've been mining Bitcoin since 2019. They never told us how much Bitcoin they owned until about a month ago when it was exposed by on-chain data and investigative research done by Arkham Intelligence. They determined that they're actually the fourth largest Bitcoin holder in the world, the Kingdom of Bhutan, despite them only having a 700,000 population. They are the 166th biggest country in the world. They're tiny. They're really small. But they've got the fourth largest Bitcoin holdings. Okay. So I really do not think it's a coincidence that we're seeing all of these groups of countries, let's say, strategize on maybe, maybe just maybe, how they can accumulate a Bitcoin position. Okay. I believe the way I look at the world is the three major superpowers in the world are China, America, and then, of course, the backbone of the Middle East, the petrodollar system, okay? That's essentially the West, the Middle East, and the East, okay? But here is Bhutan. I don't think I've showed you guys the map before. Just have a look here. Obviously, you've got big China up here on the top right-hand side of this chart, and then you've got Bhutan, literally neighboring China, mining Bitcoin. Again, who else neighbors China? This country right here. Laos. So we have Laos right here. Let me zoom out a little bit. You have Laos neighboring China, and then you have Bhutan neighboring China. Both tiny, insignificant countries have massive Bitcoin mining operations. You know what? I'm going to go even deeper down this rabbit hole for you guys of this geopolitical game theory. Who else neighbors China? Myanmar. Have a look at this. I've got a rabbit hole to tell you guys about Myanmar in a moment here. Look at that country. Now, they might not be mining Bitcoin, but I will show you what Myanmar is doing, because it's interesting. They have an official new legal tender. It's not Bitcoin. And it's not Chinese yuan. I'm going to tell you who it is. I'm going to show you. You know, they say a picture paints 1,000 words. I'm just going to show you the headline. There you have it. Tether has been declared legal tender in Myanmar. US dollar stable coins? Legal tender? In Myanmar? Why wouldn't they be using the Chinese yuan? I don't know. Just a question for you guys to ponder. You guys know I do not believe in coincidences, and I do not believe that these three countries, literally bordering China, are just making these interesting moves for the fun of it. Bhutan, Myanmar, and the Kingdom of Bhutan, all neighboring China, all making interesting Bitcoin plays. I think we're seeing the exact same thing over here with today's news about Bahrain and their national bank getting clearance to offer Bitcoin products. I don't think it's a coincidence that right next door in Qatar, there's rumors circulating of a massive Bitcoin buy. And just across the pond here in Abu Dhabi and Dubai and the UAE, there's massive Bitcoin investments that have already happened. Okay, that's just what caught my eye surrounding this Bahrain Bitcoin announcement. But let's break it down. Let's actually talk about the news in a little bit more detail. Let's talk about what Bahrain has actually done. Okay, I think it's interesting. I want to quickly check on the comments. And very quickly, grab a coffee. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm pretty tired today. Okay, first comment from CB. It's exhausting talking for 12 minutes straight. Okay. I apologize. So CB says that Qatar is a proxy for Saudi Arabia. Typically agree. Again, it's these big giants. China, they're the giant of the East. Saudi Arabia is the giant of the Middle East, and America is the giant of the West. Some people have speculated, maybe, just maybe, El Salvador is a proxy for America. They're a dollarized country. They're in Central America. There's all sorts of interesting ties and connections to El Salvador and America. Obviously, the reason El Salvador has been so dangerous over the past 20, 30 years is because America exported all of those criminals, the MS-13 criminals, to El Salvador. And some people have said, hey, if America wants to adopt Bitcoin as global reserve currency, they want to experiment with it somewhere. They want to see how it goes. Why not one of their Central American partners, El Salvador? Why not try it in the most dangerous country in the world? What have you got to lose? America already controls El Salvador. Let's be honest. America has a GDP of $30 trillion. El Salvador has a GDP of $25 to $30 billion. That is 1,000 times bigger, okay? I don't need to tell you guys all about the book, The Confessions of the Economic Hitman, okay? All I will tell you is that America controls Central and South America. If they want to make a change, they will export their democracy to these countries. And they can. They have so much money. They have so much economic might and military. Militarial? Is that a word? They have so much military might. They can just create a coup, create a revolution, and they've done it for 30 years. We have insiders exposing this in the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. I might do a video on that one day for you guys if you want me to break it down. One of the most enlightening books I've come across. Oh no, I've been abandoned. Producer Pam's going to buy water at the mini market. I hope she has keys. Hang on, I thought I had the keys on me for a moment. Apparently not. But again, guys, let's get back on topic here. I do agree with the comment from CB that these are proxy countries. Qatar is a proxy for Saudi Arabia. Maybe also Bahrain is a proxy for Saudi Arabia. Speaking of Bahrain, I want to break down this news of this national bank getting into Bitcoin. I want to check it out. I want to also check out the Rumble live stream. It looks like it's only Elaine on the Rumble chat. Is that what Elaine's comment meant? I'm not sure. And we even got All Night Harder in the house. It's good to see all the regulars here on a Thursday. I'm not normally live this early, guys. Funny story, actually. No, I'll tell you this story later. I've got an eventful day today. Let's actually break down the story before I start going on random tangents. I mean, again, in public, These countries could have bad ties in public. Same with El Salvador and America. Publicly, El Salvador must hate America. America exported all their criminals to El Salvador. So the public appearance is interesting. And then I find it really fascinating and interesting that America continues to make these moves and these announcements. Like, we have politicians in America calling for El Salvador to dump, the Bitcoin adoption. We have the IMF, which is an America-controlled institution, okay? America's global reserve currency. They have their hands in all the pies. The IMF saying, you have to stop using Bitcoin in El Salvador. All right? We even have politicians saying that democracy has failed in El Salvador. Again, you got to think about the game theory here. If, hypothetically, I'm not saying there's a high probability this has happened, but if there's a probability that America wanted to test Bitcoin out in El Salvador privately, they would release all of these headlines publicly. So people would never suspect them of being in cahoots and having this Bitcoin strategy and this Bitcoin plan. So sure, Qatar and Saudi Arabia publicly could have bad ties, but you got to think, we got to try to put on our 4D chess hat here. I'm not saying there's 100% probability Qatar and Saudi Arabia are in cahoots, quietly adopting Bitcoin. I'm saying there's a higher probability than most people believe, though. A lot of people just look at these headlines and they think they're isolated events. I'm not so sure. I really am not so sure. Chronological timing is a big one that I always look at. And the fact we've seen all of these Middle Eastern dominoes in the past 12 months, really interesting. I find it even more interesting that all of these countries are literally right next door to each other. The same with Laos, the Kingdom of Bhutan, and China. Just don't believe in coincidences, guys. Let's break down the news. We've been going for 16 minutes. I hope I've given you some backstory about how I'm thinking about this petrodollar system. I am also in cahoots with El Salvador, one smart fella. Love it. Okay, so the National Bank of Bahrain has rolled out its first Bitcoin investment fund. Let's break down what's actually happening and what's happening in the Middle East. So the investment vehicle will offer investors exposure to Bitcoin, no shit coins, with a predefined threshold with 100% loss protection on the downside. I want to know more about that. But this is the part where the rabbit hole really begins. And maybe I should have began with this article. So my conspiracy theories were maybe a little bit more centered. Because I made a lot of claims there about these Middle Eastern countries being in cahoots with each other. And I forgot to tell you guys about this. So this was released with the official announcement. So the National Bank of Bahrain has launched its first Bitcoin fund designed for institutional investors in the Middle East's Gulf Cooperation Council, formed by Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. So this most recent acceptance from Bahrain's National Bank was in a partnership with all of those countries I just showed you guys on the map. All these countries that are next to each other. We now have confirmation that they were all aware of this Bitcoin announcement. A in the chat, Qatar is very powerful despite its small size. It has more influence than Europe on Saudi Arabia. Could not agree more with you, my friend. These Middle Eastern giants might look small. Let me tell you, if I were to show you guys the GDPs of some of these Middle Eastern countries, you're going to be surprised. They're big. They're very big. Okay? These countries ain't playing. They're big. Let me try to find you a list of GDPs compared. I've tried my best to find something. I could have found you something incredible, actually. I think I have. I love these videos here. I'm pretty sure the sound won't work, but these videos are absolutely incredible. This is going to show you guys a visualization of the GDPs of these Middle Eastern countries. Now, I'm going to crank this puppy to 2x speed so I don't subject you to watching the whole video. But if I skip forward a little bit here, to, let's say, the 2000s. Saudi Arabia, $800 billion GDP. Iran. Is that correct? Iran? $2 trillion GDP? I'm going to have to fact check myself in a moment because that's a little bit shocking. But we can see here, the UAE, $500 billion GDP. Iraq, $300 billion. Qatar, $200 billion. Kuwait, one of the people in that agreement, $180 billion. Oman, $110 billion. Again, perspective, El Salvador's a $25 billion country. This Saudi Arabia is 20 times bigger. Quick maths off the top of my head. Okay, so these countries making Bitcoin plays are significant. Very, very, very significant. And the oil is what makes them rich. And Ali makes a great comment in the chat. Hopefully they avoid the fund and buy real Bitcoin. This is something we're going to have to dive into a little bit deeper and try to get the secret sauce on what is actually going on in Bahrain and why this fund is 100% backed by Bitcoin and how they offer loss protection. I found that really interesting. Okay. But again, great point. Please just buy the real Bitcoin. I always encourage you guys, if you don't hold your own keys, you're not sovereign. You don't hold your own Bitcoin. Don't trust Coinbase. Don't trust BlackRock. Go get a Bitcoin hardware wallet. And once you do, go and actually back up those 12 or 24 Bitcoin words correctly. I always tell you guys your Bitcoin backup should be on titanium. These titanium plates survive everything that life is going to throw at you and your Bitcoin. I might have mentioned this in a live stream yesterday, but in the past month, America has seen two Category 5 hurricanes hit it. And you know what's really interesting? The probabilities of a Category 5 hurricane hit in America is 1 in 1,000 each year. Think about that for a moment. 1 in 1,000. Now, what are the probabilities you see two hurricanes hit in America in the same month, 3 weeks out from a national election? Run the maths. I tried to, and my mind was scrambled. The probabilities are literally 1 in millions. Very unlikely, don't you think? Why? I'm not going to get into rabbit holes. I'm not going to get into conspiracy theories. I just like to ask you guys questions on this channel. I actually can't answer the questions because this channel would get deleted, okay? But just a little bit of critical thinking. Biggest election in history. I mean, we've got all sorts of chaos going on. In 2020, what kind of chaos was happening that kept people inside, had them glued to their televisions, the propaganda machines? More recently, we've seen a lot of talk about climate emergencies. Oh, we need to have climate lockdowns. I think I'm crazy. Have a look at this. I know there's some people who think I'm crazy. Sorry, I had a coffee. I'm a little bit jazzed right now. Producer Pam makes the coffee and she puts way too much caffeine in. Way too much. All right, have a look at this. I'm jazzed. I'm very jazzed right now. Hurricane Milton. British family in hotel lockdown in Florida. Climate change made Hurricane Helene more dangerous. How is climate change affecting hurricanes? The Cerveza sickness didn't solve climate change. Oh, we need a solution. What is it? Climate lockdowns. Coming soon. Climate lockdowns. That's a 2022 article. I remember distinctly seeing 2024 talk about in America, the need for climate lockdowns. Are hurricanes getting worse? An unusual hurricane season goes from ultra quiet to ultra extreme. Oh my God, what's the solution here? Again, I just throwing my thoughts out there, guys. Honestly, again, go and investigate. What's it called? Cloud seeding. Our governments have admitted they do manipulate the weather. China proudly did it for the Olympics in 2008. I remember hearing something on a podcast that America's been doing it since the 1940s. And have a look at the comment. Literally, as I was about to say, the 1940s, GT Lions says 1947. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Really got to make you think about things, don't you? There you go, GT Lions. Great minds think alike. I actually can't read some of these comments without getting this video kicked off. And there's 476 of you guys watching this. I don't want to get this video completely deleted. But again, I'll let you guys come to your own conclusions. What are the odds of two Category 5 hurricanes hitting America 3 weeks before an election? Why? Can we expect more? Again, there's a reason why I will refuse to live in a Western country over the next decade. I do believe we're at the end of this fourth turning cycle. You're going to see a lot of societal and cultural unsteadiness. I need coffee. I'll come up with a better word. Turmoil. Cultural and societal turmoil. I think that's what we're going to see moving forwards. You're going to see more crazy policies that just don't make sense to people, like the wide open borders in Southern America, 10,000 people crossing the border every day. People are saying, why are we not checking these people? Why are we letting these people in our country? There are some dangerous people amongst this group of people. Again, I'm not completely anti-immigration. But why? It all comes down to economics, guys. We're at the end of a 90-year fourth turning cycle. We're at the end of an 80-year long-term debt cycle. When governments have 130% debt to GDP ratios, there is a 98.6% probability that they default on that debt. We are in the default decade. That's what I'm calling the 2020s. America hit 130% debt to GDP in 2020. Historically, 98.6% chance we see a default before 2035. Okay? It's the maths. Since 1800, 52 countries have been in this position, 51 have defaulted, and the only one who hasn't, Japan, is in the process of defaulting. So you're going to continue to see these weather events, these once-in-a-century sicknesses and illnesses impacting the world. You're going to continue to see all of these really crazy things. Again, I don't know what's going to happen, guys. All I know is that I am long volatility, okay? I am long volatility in my life financially. I'm what I believe financially sovereign. I'm 100% in Bitcoin. But most importantly, when it comes to the Bitcoin, I've got it backed up correctly. Okay, if you see that the world's becoming more volatile, why the hell have you got Bitcoin ETF shares? Why the hell have you got Bitcoin on exchange? When the world is volatile, shit happens. Okay? In 1933, Executive Order 6102, we are stealing your gold. National emergency. We have to do it. All right? 1971. The Great Inflation, just after the Vietnam War that was going on for years and years and years. The dollar's no longer backed by gold. Okay, when you see volatility, guys, this is a warning sign. Where there's smoke, there's fire, something big's going to come. It's not a coincidence. Countries all across the West, in Europe, Australia, the UK, they all changed their bank bail-in laws in the 2012, 2015, 2018, 2020 era. Why? They're going to take your money. They're preparing for it. They're preparing to take your money. Please, for the love of God, buy some Bitcoin. If you at least think one of the conspiracy theories or things I've mentioned today has been a little bit interesting or eyebrow raising, just go buy some Bitcoin, get it off an exchange, get it off an ETF. Again, back it up with these amazing titanium plates from Stampseed. Super easy to use. You can get 15% discount on anything you want to buy from Stampseed with a promo code. I had to really try to scroll to find that one. Luke15. Okay, linked in the live chat. Oh, it's over there. And it's also linked down below in the description. So go check that out. Engineered weather. Oh, we have so many comments in the chat. So many comments in the chat. If you are enjoying the video, we would appreciate a smashing of the like button. There's 517 of you guys watching. Thank you so much to everyone who's tuning in. Let us know what you think about the Bahrain news. I think it's massive. I don't think this is a coincidence that all of these countries who are right next to each other all of a sudden are making Bitcoin plays in the past 12 months. For those who have joined us late, you can rewind the live stream and check out all of the, let's say, rabbit holes we dive down in regards to why I think it's interesting these countries are so close to each other. And with all that said, I'm going to